Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Well, that can only mean one thing. One thing. The vice president of the Davis Institute for Foreign Policy and National Security at the Heritage Foundation, the author of the book, Battle for the Jewish State, How Israel and America Can Win, and former deputy national security advisor to President Donald Trump, Dr. Victoria Coates, who's very happy that the Eagles actually pulled off a win on Sunday. Dr. Coates, how are you, my friend?
Well, it's a heck of a day, Rich. I mean, the hits just keep coming.
Yeah, no kidding. You talking about Sunday's game or today?
I was just talking about the press conference.
Oh, the press conference. Okay. Well, where would you like to begin with the press conference? Is the president going to end up meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, you think?
Oh, I do think so. And that's probably the most important story that's kind of getting distracted from is the action that the president directed the Treasury Department to take yesterday to sanction the last two big Russian oil firms. Quite frankly, this should have happened in March of 2022, and the Biden administration never really wanted to do it. They sanctioned two of the big ones, but they left Rosneft and Lukoil, and we all see Lukoil stations on every corner. Don't use them. You're just putting money in Putin's pocket. If we had cut all of this oil off at the beginning of the war and done the really punitive measures that are in this package of sanctions, I think we could have gotten to the table a lot sooner. Biden didn't want to do it for more than 3 years. President Trump wanted to keep that card in his pocket. He thought we could get to a diplomatic resolution more quickly, gave it every chance. Putin has proved obstreperous, but I think those pictures of those little kids coming out of the bombed kindergarten were probably decisive. You know, Putin isn't getting any closer to peace. The president called off the Budapest summit and put these sanctions in last night. And this morning when we woke up, two very interesting things had happened. The official Chinese energy companies said they were ending their imports of Russian oil. Big deal. Now, they'll still cheat. They'll run them through their kind of shadow energy industry, but that's going to be a big reduction for Putin. And India made good on what was reported last week and said they were going to reduce. Those are the number one and number two buyers of Russian oil and gas. And so if they are both coming down literally the day after this was announced, I'll tell you two things. One, sanctions work. And two, this is the way to end the war.
This is the way to end the war because you're going after Vladimir Putin's pocketbook.
Exactly. And if he can't, I mean, one of the side effects of this is that he is running out of hard currency and he is raiding what's known as Putin's rainy day fund. He's been sort of squirreling away a lot of the profits from the energy industry into a fund that is supposed to support things like pensions and, you know, medical payments and that kind of thing. So if suddenly he can't pay those after December, he will have a popular uprising on his hands. The Russian people are pretty tolerant, but they are not going to tolerate having, you know, their pensions removed in the middle of winter. And so he knows that. He knows he's running out of money, and what Trump did yesterday accelerates that process.
Now, the president said that the Wall Street Journal story was fake news. The story was U.S. lifts key restrictions on Ukraine's use of European long-range missiles. And it talked about the ability of Ukraine to use those missiles inside of Russia. And the president said that was fake news. He said a lot of what the Wall Street Journal writes is fake news. He took some shots at them. But what is the real story of what Kyiv is allowed to do here? And what's our role in kind of giving green light here?
Well, I mean, it has to do with where the weapons come from. So these missiles come from European partners of Ukraine. They are the ones who then give Ukraine guidance on how they can use the missiles. I've always thought that was sort of a fool's game, because once you hand somebody a weapon in the middle of a shooting war, I don't know that they're going to pay a lot of attention to diplomatic niceties, and if they're even going to listen to you. So once you've given them the weapon, you've essentially given them the capability, whether you want them to use it or not. And that's why these decisions are so serious, and why the president is taking the Tomahawk decision very, very seriously. You know, when you're talking about handing out a missile that can go thousands of miles, yes, the Tomahawks could be beneficial in terms of hitting Russian energy infrastructure. But do we really want to get into a massive escalation because a Ukrainian soldier, however well-intentioned, who isn't fully trained on the Tomahawks, fires one into Moscow? And then, you know, we have a conflagration on our hands and there's nothing we can do about it. And I think that's why the president decided now is not the moment for the Tomahawks. Again, that's escalation he can use later. He hasn't taken it off the table. He just said he's not going to do it now. He was going to do this economic step in terms of the sanctions first. So that is, you know, I think how this is going to work. But as I said, I'm never a big fan of folks trying to put restrictions on weapons they've given somebody who's in a war.
Yeah, because, I mean, the whole point of a weapon is to use it. I mean, right? But I mean, you could argue the mere presence of the weapons would be a deterrent, but we know that that's not the case with Putin. So, yeah, it just kind of becomes one of those situations where, you know, eventually it probably will get used. Or maybe in this case, Putin, it'll bring him to the table. I don't know. It's just hard to say. I agree with you, though. The economic stick seems to be what's going to get him a whole lot more than the missile stick, because we've tried the missile stick. We've been trying the missile stick for years, right?
Exactly. And with this one, with these kinds of sanctions, what you're hearing out of China and India is that their banks literally will not do business with Russia anymore, because they do not want to lose access to the Federal Reserve, to the United States financial transaction system. They can't function properly without it. Mm-hmm. So even if Xi wants to keep buying Russian energy, even if Putin wants to keep selling energy to Modi, then the Indian and the Chinese banks may just say no. We're not doing that. We can't. Or we go out of business. And Xi will say, well, I don't want my banking sector to go out of business. It's not worth it. That's the card that the president has played. And he has additional ones. So I would look in coming weeks, you know, I'd look at the ruble, see what's happening to the Russian currency, look at what's happening to their foreign currency reserves, and see if that actually starts to get a move out of it.
Dr. Coates, let me ask you about Gaza. The president was asked about that today, too. And, you know, Jared Kushner, Steve Witkoff and Vice President Vance were all there, obviously. The vice president said he feels like the peace so far, it's off to a great start. It's going really, really well. What is the situation right now on the ground over there, as far as you can tell, as the author of the book, Battle for the Jewish State?
Well, I think that where we are right now is still at the tail end of phase one. We're still getting the bodies of the deceased hostages back. I saw very moving pictures at Ben-Gurion Airport today. They were sending the body back of a Thai hostage who had been murdered and then body kept for 2 years. I mean, nobody talks about Thailand as a participant in this crisis, but they have been. And the Israelis, of course, did the right thing, sent that body back with a ceremony and great dignity as almost a brother in all of this. And so that is process is still ongoing. My understanding is there are 11 or 12 bodies still in Gaza. Pressure needs to be on Hamas to get those people out of there, get an end to phase one. And then there are discussions of what happens in phase two. And if Hamas continues to refuse to disarm when we get to that phase, I think the president's been very clear. You know, he will fully support their annihilation. It will not be pretty. It will involve a kind of a siege in Gaza City, which is going to be extremely ugly. I think all of the Palestinians who want to leave will be given permission to do so. And then Jared has talked about starting reconstruction in the parts of Gaza that Israel still occupies. So what you could see, and I actually worked directly with Jared as the dedicated NSC person on the Deal of the Century in the 2017-2018 timeframe, he knows as well as anyone the kinds of projects that need to be done in Gaza to make life tenable for everyday Gazans. And in an ironic way, the war has made those projects easier because you're starting from scratch. You're not trying to reuse old stuff or sort of cobble around things. You can just start from scratch. So the desalinization plants, the wastewater treatment facilities, the electricity generation plants, those can all be brand new and shiny. And heaven knows there's enough money in the region to pay for the best of the best. So if the people of Gaza, after 2 years of war, which they've never seen before, Rich, remember, the international community has always forced the Israelis to stop fighting after 6-7 weeks when there are these flare-ups. 2 years of war is something the Gazans have not seen before. So they may be in a different mindset. They may be of a mindset that they simply cannot endure any more of this. And they want to go to a reconstructed area. And if you know, that's what Israel and the United States and the Gulf allies are offering them, I mean, heck, they may just leave Hamas to their own devices.
Dr. Coates, let me ask you about another piece in the Wall Street Journal. This one is Trump's Don Roe doctrine, which I guess is a play on words with the Monroe doctrine. It's Don Monroe. It says from attacking drug boats to going after Venezuela's leader, the president is putting the Western Hemisphere at the center of his foreign policy. For those that don't know, can you give us a brief history of the Monroe doctrine and why this is being compared to it?
Yes, I believe Monroe was our fourth president, and he was the author of the Monroe Doctrine, which was a foreign policy designed to establish U.S. primacy in the Western Hemisphere, and that this was our neighborhood, our interests would take precedent, and that we would be kind of the hegemon of that. Sort of a negative word, but the main power of the region. And that has been our policy on paper ever since, but very few presidents have actually enforced it. We've allowed the Soviets to go into Cuba, which has been a disaster. We've allowed the slow motion train wreck that has been Venezuela over the last 30 years. I'm old enough to remember Hugo Chavez, as well as Nicolas Maduro, and just what has been done to that beautiful, prosperous country, used to be an ally of the United States, now is a huge security concern. More recently, what's happened in Colombia, where we had a great and good friend of the United States in Colombia become a sort of satellite to Venezuela under Gustavo Petro, disastrous for the United States. And the president is looking at this as the single national security challenge that has the greatest impact on the everyday lives of Americans. And bear in mind, China is involved in this too. That's why he's going after Panama. That's why he's going after the fentanyl that is originally coming out of China. So this is their fingerprints are all over this as well. But he understands that is the single biggest physical challenge to the people of the United States. So the Don Roe Doctrine is reviving the Monroe Doctrine, saying we won't tolerate this. We are going to reach out to partners and allies. We're going to help our friends look at what we're doing banking-wise with Argentina. That's an incredible thing we're doing. I think we will get to a deal with Panama. And then I'm now starting to take kinetic action against the designated as terrorist group cartels who are trying to run the drugs up by sea and has even threatened by land. And he said he'd go talk to Congress about it. So I think we can all be on the same page that the president is not being too mean to the cartels, that they deserve everything they're getting, and that we have to end this scourge, this danger to the American people.
What did you make of when the president of Colombia was talking about Trump and then snapped his fingers and said, you know, or we'll just take him out? What did you take from that, Dr. Victoria Coates?
Yeah, Gustavo Petro is a piece of work, and the person who's going to be taken out is Petro in the March elections in Venezuela. He can't run for re-election, so in 4 months, guess what? Donald Trump will still be here, and he won't. So that's just a lot of bluster. As the president said, he's a thug. He's really ruined a very successful country. Interestingly, through radical green policies, Colombia is becoming a major energy developer and exporter, and he cut it all off in the name of climate. He said, we're going to stop all of these projects that are bringing prosperity to the people of Colombia. So just a disgrace. The former ambassador to D.C., to Washington, Pinzon, is running for president. I think he's very likely to win. He will be a great friend to all of us. And so I'm actually hopeful that the Colombian situation is not as far gone as the Venezuelan and can be resolved through the election in March.
I got to ask you about another thug, if I could, Dr. Victoria Coates. As somebody who was...
There's
so many in a short period of time here. But as somebody who was spied on by a thug like John Brennan, I'd like to play a clip for you. If we could cue up cut 33 for Dr. Coates. Brennan, obviously now facing criminal indictment for lying to Congress. I'd say it's very, very long overdue. I do want to play this for you and get your reaction. Cut 33.
Why do you think Trump is so obsessed with rewriting the history of his win in 2016?
I think you'd have to ask him, and I know he's not going to appear on your program, but clearly he is a very, very sensitive and insecure individual. I think he believes, maybe with some justification, that Russian interference in that election did help him be victorious. And so he's trying to discredit the assessments that were done, the intelligence that is there. He continues to go back at this, and that's why they keep talking about the Russia hoax. No, as you pointed out, the conclusions that the intelligence community reached have been validated numerous times by these bipartisan committees in the Senate, mm-hmm. and these studies that have been done. So he's still trying to, again, refute what is clearly obvious, I think, to any right-minded individual, that Russia interfered on behalf of Donald Trump in 2016. And rather than focus on all the things that need to be done in this country,
all right, that's
trying to take
for that
care
guy.
Of all
thank
the challenges we face domestically and internationally,
all
he continues
right,
to go back
you.
With that.
Thank you. Pause it. Dr. Coates, it's only so much I could take of him. What is he talking about with this Russian interference in 2016? I thought we put that to bed and found out the whole thing was a gigantic hoax.
That's what finally has to happen now, because Brennan will just not stop peddling these lies that there was some decisive Russian intervention. As much as we can figure out, Russia bought a couple of hundred Facebook ads, and it was a de minimis amount of money that was spent. I think it was hundreds of thousands, and that it had absolutely no discernible effect on the election. And so that it's nonsensical. And all of the things that Brennan was basing his findings on, the Steele dossier, that sort of nonsense, has been revealed as utterly false, made up, paid for by the Clinton campaign. It's the whole thing is just a tissue of lies. And what's so serious about it, though, Rich, is what came out of it. And having been on the transition 2016, 2017, you know, what went down there when Brennan was still in power, Comey was still in power. All these people used their power during the transition to go after General Flynn. And that's what happened to Mike. And it was just so damaging to the president. If you lose your chosen national security advisor 30 days into your first term, when you're still figuring out where all the levers of power are in the U.S. government, which isn't an easy thing to do, it's extremely debilitating. And that's what John Brennan did. That's what Barack Obama did. That's what Joe Biden did to President Trump. They weren't hoping for him to be successful. They wanted to set him up for failure. And more credit to him that he didn't fail, even despite all the horrible things they did. But that's why it's so important we get to the bottom of the Brennan mess now, so it doesn't happen again.
Well, credit to the president, yes, but he also had brilliant people around him like yourself, Dr. Victoria Cohen says, a former deputy national security advisor. What amazes me about Brennan and Clapper and Comey, I mean, Brennan, you know, the guy who breaks into the skiff when they're investigating torture, bipartisan Senate committee chaired by Dianne Feinstein, breaks into the skiff, steals all their files, and is lauded and treated like a hero by the media and the left just simply because he doesn't like Donald Trump. I mean, at one point they were yelling the guy was a war criminal. Clapper lies about spying on the American people, lies before Congress. Senator Ron Wyden tries to give him a chance to take it back, and he still doubles down on the lie. I mean, these are bad people that have done a lot of damage to our Constitution and weaponized this government against us when we gave them a lot of power to fight terrorism. And they're treated like heroes just because they simply hate Donald Trump. And then they're the architects of Russia, this Russia collusion nonsense narrative, and purposely lead the media down this road of saying, well, it must be real since we briefed the president of the United States on it, and then, you know, leaking that to the press. They're just bad people. And the fact that Nicole Wallace sits there and gushes with a guy like that just shows you how unserious the American media really is. All you have to do is just be anti-Trump, and that's all it takes, and all of your past sins are forgiven.
They're not only forgiven, they're celebrated. Yeah. And it's just, this is the piece of Washington that particularly has to be broken, which is the bipartisan blob, as I call it. It's both on the left and the right. It's folks who just are addicted to the government gravy train. They cycle in and out of administrations every time. They are sort of drunk on power. They think they're the masters of the universe. They know best. And that's what the president has really gotten out of the second term. These people aren't part of it. They hate it. And it's making them particularly crazy that he's being so successful. They're trying to make him out to be this stooge at best, and, you know, criminal at worst. And here he is, you know, restoring our economy, strengthening our borders, going after our enemies, both here and abroad, you know, not causing another war with China, in fact, causing peace to break out across the world. And then I think that's why they're getting even more unhinged. The president said it in the press conference this afternoon. He thinks doctors get more money when they have to treat Trump derangement syndrome because it's such a deep-rooted disease. And so they deserve to be paid more. And, you know, that's hard on our insurance companies, but I think it's probably true.
Yeah, and it's good for Big Pharma, really, because there's just not enough drug cocktails out there for people like that. That's for sure. But what about the fact of the destruction to the East Wing of the White House that he's causing, the irreparable damage and harm to the East Wing? Because it's funny how with everything he's doing that is destroying America, this fascist and tyrant, they're still taking time to talk about the damage he's doing to architecture. That is quite something right there.
Well, as the Heritage Foundation's resident art historian, I took to X to express my views on this, of which I have many, which is that this is absolutely ridiculous. So the White House is a campus, as I'm sure you're aware, of 17 acres. A number of structures are on those 17 acres that have been built from the beginning of the 19th century on. So it's not as if it's some sort of temple of architectural purity. You have the sort of federal classicism of the main body of the White House, very beautiful, iconic. President would never touch that. You have the Second Empire classicism of the EEOB. Again, an iconic building. But the East Wing was built in 1942, essentially as utilitarian office space. This is not in any way a architectural treasure. You could argue it's actually sort of a flaw on the White House campus. And the other thing the White House doesn't have is a room that can take more than 200 people. So think about that. In Washington, D.C., if you want to have more than 200 people at an event with the President of the United States, you need a tent. That's your recourse. Yeah. You don't have a room. And so the president had identified that. I mean, I think about things like signing the Abraham Accords. We had to do that on the South Lawn. It was a beautiful day by the grace of God. It could have been 110 degrees. You can, or a horrible monsoon. It wasn't, but that's what we've been facing. So I think he established this was a need. He figured out where this building could go. He got the private funding. It's not costing the taxpayers anything. And it's an expression of our own time. You know, 2025 will have its mark on the White House campus. That's great. That's not something to complain about.
No, it's not. And the East Wing is I mean, you go through there through the, if you're going to visit the White House, there's nothing there. I mean, that's the thing. It's just offices. Nobody was even aware of it until all this outrage started. And now we're going to get a beautiful ballroom. It is amazing that you can't have more than 200 people in an event. The other thing is, I just can't believe it took them this long to put pavers down in the Rose Garden. Because the first thing I did in our old house we moved in was pave the backyard so I could have a grill out there and people could hang out outside and not have to worry about, like, everybody does that. Everybody puts pavers down nowadays. Nobody just has, like, hangs out on their lawn. But that was the Rose Garden, and he put the pavers down. They were outraged about that for about a week, and then they kind of moved on to something else. But now, to listen to Hillary Clinton, whose husband literally rented out the Lincoln bedroom to the highest bidder, and Steven Spielberg paid $1 million to stay there, scream about how this is grift. How is it grift when he's not even going to really get to use it? I mean, and here's what I say, Dr. Coates. I believe this sincerely. Democrats running for president should vow to not only never step foot in the Trump ballroom, they should vow to knock it down. Tear down this ballroom should be the rallying cry for Democrats in South Carolina.
Well, I also thought it was Rich, because Rich is in ironic, not as in your name, because renting out the Lincoln bedroom is hardly the worst thing that the Clintons did to defile the White House. So that's so outrageous.
There's that. There's that. Yeah.
We won't
using the Oval Office as a humidor in a much. Yeah, that's anyway. But tear down this ballroom, Mr. Gorbachev, could be their rallying cry going into Iowa. The thing is, you know that they'll all use it. If God forbid ever
it's
a Democrat becomes. Right. And they'll use it, and they'll do grand events. And I think the biggest thing they're worried about, honestly, the biggest source of outrage, Dr. Coates, is just the fact that it's going to be a legacy of Donald Trump left on the White House. And that's the part they hate the most.
And it certainly will be referred to as the Trump ballroom, like the Lincoln bedroom.
And the Truman balcony.
Completely insane. Yep.
Yeah, and that will drive them nuts.
That's the best revenge.
It would be worth Gavin Newsom becoming president just so he'd have to be in that. No, I'm just kidding. Nothing would be worth that. But anyway, always a pleasure, my friend. Follow Dr. Coates on X at Victoria Coates. She does have a PhD in art history, right, if I'm not mistaken?
It is. I do. From Penn.
So I'm very happy that of all of this talk, they bring you on Fox News a lot to talk about foreign policy stuff. They really should have you on about the architecture. I'm just saying.
We'll see if I get a hit.
All right. If I know somebody, I'll give them that thought. Dr. Coates, have a great rest of your weekend, and I appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you. Go Birds.
Go Birds. See, of all the things to ask Dr. Coates about, asking her about the architecture of the White House was the smartest thing I could have done in that segment. Just saying. All right. Now, this is our happy hour. We will be live in Cape May 1 week from today or tomorrow for our Halloween spectacular. It's going to be a great show, a great time. I want to see you there. And if you want to stay over, they're offering 50% off the rooms that night and 50% off the rooms on Saturday, too. Now, you don't have to stay two nights. There's no minimum. But you can stay and you can make a weekend out of it. And either way, come enjoy the show live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May next Friday, 3 to 7 p.m. My happy place. Go to Grand Hotel CapeMay.com to get more information. And I want to tell you about my friends at Tri-County Auto. They have a great drive into fall event right now at Tri-County Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. They're great people over there. Jack Donaldson, general manager, he's the man. You'll love that guy. I got to meet him when he came to our live show. See, they Tri-County, Brian and Cheryl Krieger have given a ton of money to the Travis Manion Foundation over the years. That's how I got to know them. Supporting our veterans. They donated a beautiful white Jeep Wrangler to the Travis Manion Foundation recently. And we had dinner together, and I got to know them, and then they became sponsors of the show. So they are the official car sponsor of the Zioli Show, which is huge, by the way. It's huge. So if you love the show, and how could you not, go say hello and say thank you. They're right off of 422 in Limerick. Easy to get to. Exton, Collegeville, King of Prussia, Mainline, Jersey, everywhere. And thank them. Now, they've got great specials going on right now. So you can get a new 2025 Grand Cherokee L with 0% financing for 60 months. Or get a new 2026 Ram 1500, also available with 0% financing for 60 months. Or check out a new 2026 Dodge Durango GT. Lease that baby for $364 a month for 36 months. But hurry in. These offers will not last long. Just stop into their showroom today or visit them at Tri-County CDJR or tricounty.com to get all the details and all the specials. Great people who stand with us, and we're so proud of that fact. You'll see the gigantic American flag outside the dealership. It's massive. It's like 25 by 30 feet. It's huge, and you'll love the people there. They'll take great care of you. Never any pressure, but you will get a great, great experience from our official car sponsor of the show, Tri-County Auto, tricounty.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW. Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Tell you, I've seen some things in my day. This guy running for office in Maine, this Graham Plattner, this guy, oof, man. So let's cue up cut 39. This is the guy that I was asked about this on America's Newsroom. I think it was Monday. He gave this long 4.5 minute apology about the things that he said on Reddit and blamed it on his PTSD. And I said, you know, as far as apologies go, it's a lot better than the way Jay Jones in Virginia handled it, where he just came out with some scripted political answer. I said, here's this guy, you know, pouring his heart and soul out to everybody in the day and age in which people love that, and they love forgiveness, and they love these redemption stories. So I said I wouldn't write his candidacy off. Now, that in no way means that I think this guy's a good candidate. I even said he should not be running. I think he's a nut. I think he's a communist nut. He's backed by Bernie Sanders. But in the day and age of living in this viral, everybody shares every living second of their thoughts, and young people now, the young and the youth, are used to that, probably will help the guy. But then it turns out he has a Nazi symbol, a tattoo resembling a Nazi symbol. And what's amazing about this is that, so he's being pushed by the Bernie Sanders lunatic wing of the party. And Bernie Sanders, AOC, Zora Mamdani, these are all the, this is the Bernie takeover of the Democrat Party right now. On the other side of the Democrat Party is the Chuck Schumer, and he's actually pushing a candidate to run who's actually older than Susan Collins, who's the Republican, I mean, total rhino, but, you know, it's Susan Collins is the one that they're targeting here. My hope is she gets taken out in a primary by a real conservative Republican who can actually withstand whatever the Democrats throw at him. I'm just telling you, and this is not an endorsement of Graham Plattner in any way, shape, or form, but this whole pouring your heart out on social media and saying you're sorry and everything, it plays with people. And you got to be very careful with this. And it's something I've said before about AOC, and I've said this about Mamdani too. Don't underestimate the effect that these people have with social media when they go on TikTok and they go on these other platforms and they do these just long, drawn out, in my opinion, torturous, just giving their feelings on everything. And don't discount that. Mamdani came from nowhere. Nobody had heard of the guy. He was a failed rapper. He's done nothing with his life, but we were not paying attention to the fact that this guy was amassing a huge following on social media. And we also live in a day and age now where you can basically say you're sorry for pretty much anything and get away with it, unless you're Jay Jones in Virginia, because that guy was making jokes about killing kids. That stuff doesn't play. But also the way he apologized, it was this scripted political, you know what I mean? This Plattner guy comes out and he owns it and he says he's wrong and he blames toxic masculinity, and clearly all targeted towards a younger demographic that thinks that this is the greatest thing ever, that, oh, this guy's pouring his heart out on social media and everything else like this. Now, I see through this. You probably see through it too, because you're cynical enough to see BS and hear it when it's a mile away. Unfortunately, though, we're living at a time now where it's the death of shame. It really is. It's the death of shame. Shame is gone from the equation. And the more shameless you are, the better for the algorithm on social media. But maybe this will be the end of this guy, because now he's realized that after all these years, he has a tattoo that looks like a Nazi symbol. And you remember how the left freaked out about Elon Musk saluting? Remember how every time somebody would dare to raise their hand in a certain way, who happened to be on the conservative side of the aisle or the Republican side of the aisle, the media would scream Hitler. And then we would then show all the pictures of Hillary Clinton saluting and raising her hand, and Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. I mean, because everybody does it. Because you're at a crowd, you put your hand up, you wave at people. It could be taken into being a Nazi salute if you want to be that stupid about it. But this is what they do. And they spent how many hours and how many media stories were around people just putting their arms into the air? How many times, right? So now this is the clip of him. He was it was on Pod Save America. Tommy Veter asked him whether he was a secret Nazi after he found this Nazi symbol that was tattooed to his, I think it was his chest, like said, like by his heart. This is cut 39. Take a listen. Cut 39.
Happening there where you are, there's probably some listeners who are very confused, and the reason that we are showing this video is because at the very end you can see a tattoo on your chest, and I've been told that some of your political opponents are telling reporters that that tattoo has a Nazi affiliation, and I would like to know, is that accurate? Are you a secret Nazi?
I am not a secret Nazi. Actually, if you read through my Reddit comments, I think you can pretty much figure out where I stand on Nazism, and anti-Semitism and racism in general. I would say a lifelong opponent. The video is from my brother's marriage to his wife, to my sister-in-law, who I was serenading. I told them that my wedding gift to them would be my embarrassment. And so I performed a lip sync version of Miley Cyrus's Wrecking Ball to my sister-in-law on the day of her wedding to my brother. And now, of course, that embarrassment, which was mostly just held internally in the family, as we always watched that video at family events and laughed, is now shared with the world. So I feel like I'm just going to give them a wedding gift for the rest of my life.
Now, the crap that this guy has said on Reddit over the years, he has said insane stuff, and he's also said a lot of anti-gay stuff too. He talked about how if you want to avoid sexual assault, maybe you should wear Kevlar underwear, and you should not go to a bar, and you shouldn't drink too much, and I mean basically blaming the victim. Everything that this guy Graham Plattner has said, if he were a Republican candidate, it would be non-stop national outrage over this guy's candidacy, including the tattoo, nonstop. But he's a Democrat, so he's allowed to do this redemption tour. This is the double standard in American politics that makes me absolutely freaking sick to my stomach. It makes me absolutely sick. Yeah, that's a great point, Matt. But the same Democrats who lied about Pete Hegseth having a Nazi tattoo are now trying to cover for Plattner. If Plattner were a Republican, he would be a Nazi, anti-gay, anti-woman, pro-rape, you name it. I mean, it would be everything. And it would be a nonstop beatdown until he dropped out of the race. And he would end up dropping out because what the Republican Party would do is they would disown him. You know how earlier today Trump talked about how the Democrats fight better than Republicans? He's not wrong. The Democrats are circling the wagons around Plattner. Well, I should say at least one wing of the Democrat Party is. The Bernie Sanders communist wing is, because this guy's a communist. He admitted it. He said he's a communist on Reddit. Then he comes out, he walks it back. He says, I'm not a communist. I'm a small businessman. I'm a lobster fisherman or whatever the hell he is, right? So they're circling the wagons around him. The media is downplaying this. There's even a story. I mean, you cannot make this up. About his tattoo and how everybody is now trying to forgive this. Democrats, oops, I've had a Nazi tattoo for 18 years. What do you know? The Wall Street Journal editorial board had a great piece on this. Will Democrats keep accepting the Senate candidate's excuses? Did you hear the one about the Bernie Sanders-backed Senate candidate with a Nazi SS emblem tattooed on his chest? Alas, the case of Maine's Graham Plattner, a critic of Israel and its supporters, is no joke, and the Democrats have stood by him. And that's where he says, I'm not a secret Nazi and the whole thing, and he talks about doing... First of all, doing karaoke to Miley Cyrus, in my opinion, and I know Johnny Cook will agree if he's listening, that alone should disqualify this guy from running. An acquaintance of Mr. Plattner told the Jewish Insider News that the candidate explained the tattoo's Nazi connection to him in a cutesy little way at a Capitol bar in 2012. Now, his former political director resigned last week and said, Graham has an anti-Semitic tattoo on his chest. He's not an idiot. He's a military history bluff, she wrote. We cannot be this painfully stupid, referring to her fellow Democrats. Oh, yes, they can, the Wall Street Journal opines. Mr. Plattner's key supporter, Senator Sanders, tried to duck the question. When he was asked about it, he said, what am I worried about? 550,000 Americans may die unnecessarily, and you're worried about a tattoo. See, Bernie is backing this guy 100%. Cops are bastards, all of them, he wrote in 2021. White people aren't as racist or stupid as Trump thinks. Living in white rural America, I'm afraid. No, he said this. He said in reply to a post that said white people aren't as racist or stupid as Trump thinks. He replied, living in white rural America, I can tell you they actually are. Now, Jay Jones in Virginia is a totally different animal, right? Because what Jay Jones did in Virginia is he made jokes about killing kids, but his apology was awful. His apology was, and this is the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, Veneria Dental. Have you seen him yet for your perfect smile? If not, what are you waiting for? Go see him today, VeneriaDental.com. He gave my wife, Bridget, a beautiful smile last year. He will give you the smile of your dreams, VeneriaDental.com. But this is the thing. This guy, Plattner, if he were a Republican candidate, every Republican would be calling on him to drop out of the race right now. Every single one of them. They would be asking him to get out of the race. They would say, this is not who we are. This isn't what we believe. Blah, 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 blah. Democrats, at least the Bernie Sanders psycho wing, commie wing, I should say, circling the wagons around him. Even California Congressman, Democrat Congressman Ro Khanna said, when he was asked about Graham Plattner, I don't believe in the politics of personal destruction, especially in our own party. What? What is that? What does that even mean? Politics of personal destruction. Now, the reality is they think this guy can win, and they'll keep excusing the things he said. They'll keep excusing the tattoo. They'll excuse everything because he's a D. And if he had an R after his name, Mike, Speaker Mike Johnson would, you know this as well as I do. He would, tell me I'm wrong, he would have a press conference and he would stand up there and say, this is not who we are. The party needs to do better. We can't have candidates like this. We denounce him. What are Democrats doing with Jay Jones in Virginia? Circling the wagons. Circling the wagons. What is the media doing for Jay Jones? Circling the wagons. This is a guy who joked about killing kids, which is, in my opinion, I'm all for jokes, but let's understand politics here. You say that to a Republican about your Republican opponent and his kids, that makes you too stupid to run for office. That, in my mind, disqualifies you because you're too friggin' stupid to say. It's one thing you joke about that with a buddy and it somehow gets leaked. You sent that to a Republican. You're a Democrat. You're an idiot. You can't hold office, in my opinion. You're not smart enough to hold office, in my opinion. But they're circling the wagons for him, too. So it doesn't matter. Like, they'll harp on something a Republican says or does, or a past tweet or past comment. The fact that Pete Hegseth drank back in the day. And they will do story after. This is why the trust in the media is at an all-time low. For this reason. Because what the media should be doing with Graham Plattner right now is exposing this guy and calling him out instead of defending him. But I'm telling you right now, this whole, like, go on Pod Save America, put out these videos, pour your heart out, it probably is going to work. I hate to tell you that, but it probably will work for him because of the age in which we live. We live in the death of shame. There's no shame left. And I don't think Jay Jones is going to wind up winning that race in Virginia, thank God. But it's Virginia, and it's a general election. The Democrat Party is not going to abandon him. The Democrat Party is not going to abandon Graham Plattner. The Chuck Schumer wing of the party already has been, because they want to try to get their person in, not Bernie Singh. You got to understand, if you peel back the layers of this story with this Graham Plattner guy in Maine, this lobster fisherman who is a, you know, combat veteran who's trying to blame all of his past excuses on PTSD, you have to realize this is at the heart of the Democrat civil war right now between Chuck Schumer and Bernie Sanders and AOC, Bernie and AOC together, Bernie and Sandy from Yorktown Heights and Chuck Schumer. And this is their candidate. And so all this Oppo research that's coming out right now on this guy, it's not from Susan Collins' campaign. It's from the Democrats who want this guy taken out of the race. They want him gone so they can get their more mainstream Democrat in there. But it's not mainstream. I mean, Chuck Schumer is not opening the government. The party is being held captive by the Bernie Sanders, Zora Mandami, AOC wing of the party. Graham Plattner is part of that. No doubt, the guy is a kook, part of the kook, fringe, lunatic wing of the party. Chuck Schumer is so afraid of that wing of the party, he's keeping the government shut down. The Chuck Schumer of old used to talk about how you got to get the government open again. Have to do it. Got to get the government open. Have to do it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is where we are right now. In the next hour, I'm going to get into the New York City mayoral debate with you. I got some audio to play from the debate. Also want to get into Jack Ciattarelli and Byron Donalds too with the diner tour. I got to get to this story too about what you eat, your diet, and how it affects climate change. It's the dumbest freaking thing I've ever read in my life. And I've read a lot of dumb things. This one's a real doozy, though. But we got a big fourth and final hour coming up straight ahead. I want to remind you, Grand Hotel of Cape May, 1 week from tomorrow. I'm actually off tomorrow. I got to do no big deal, no big whoop. Don't worry about a thing. But Matt Rooney will be in. And then Friday, a week from tomorrow, we will be live in Cape May, 3 to 7 p.m., Grand Hotel of Cape May, 50% off your room if you want to stay over. But you don't need a ticket. You don't need a reservation. Just come and see us on Friday, okay? Now, let me tell you about Dr. Mike Veneria, because he is the guy. So let's talk about your health, right? Say you have to undergo complex dental surgery, like the whole nine yards, implants, crowns, etc. Are you going to really just trust any old pop-up dental chain? No, of course not. You see the commercials for them on television, right? They're paying big bucks for that. Guess who's paying for that? You as the patient. See, with Dr. Mike Veneria, it's not about cost. It's about care. It's about compassion. And he's so good. He's such an expert in the complicated dental procedures that the other dentists send their patients to Dr. Mike Veneria. So they put their names on the line for Dr. Mike. That says a lot right there. So I want you to go see him today. Make your appointment by calling either 856-786-2020 or go to VeneriaDental.com. Now, I always tell you don't go to the closest dentist, but he might be. He's right over the bridge with an office in Woodbury or Cinnaminson. And trust me when I tell you, it's worth going to see him. He is my family's dentist. Like I said earlier, Bridget got a beautiful smile upgrade from Dr. Mike when he replaced her veneers with beautiful caps. And Mama Zioli discovered him for our whole family. So what are you waiting for? Go see him today at VenariaDental.com. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. My buddy, my friend, and the undisputed master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Veneria, VenariaDental.com.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.